I'm going to invite the deacons to come and prepare to worship, celebrate, some of the men to come prepare to celebrate communion, to worship Jesus, to recognize what he did for us. He called us, as often as you do this to remember me. Jesus said, "This is my body, which is for you." He came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So he came to lay down his life for me, and this is bread broken that represents his body broken for sinners like us. This is juice that represents his blood poured out on the cross to wash away our sins so that we can stand cleansed, clean, purified, forgiven in the presence of Jesus. This is a beautiful thing because I'm a sinner. I know a little bit of some of all of y'all, and y'all are sinners. And we all struggle. And there's cleansing and there's forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. We can be, whatever we've done, we can be washed clean, forgiven. Because Jesus hung on a cross to pay the price that that sin deserves. He took it gladly for the joy set before him. He endured the cross, despising its shame. He's now seated at the right hand of his Father, and he's praying today for you. The gospel is such privilege. Oh, and we need it daily. We need it regularly. We need to be reminded of it over and over and over again. Yeah, I'm a sinner. Yeah, I screwed up again. Yeah, I need forgiveness. And thank you that your death on the cross is sufficient to cover my sins today. So I would invite you, if you're a believer in Jesus, to receive. If you're not a believer in Jesus, this is what it's about. I invite you to believe in Jesus. It's really simple. You're a sinner. You deserve hell. Jesus is God. He came to this planet to become a human, so as a human he could take your place and suffer the punishment that should have come to you. Your part is to simply look at what Jesus did and say, "I believe you are who you claim to be, God come in the flesh. I believe you came to die for my sins. I acknowledge, yeah, I'm a sinner. I have sins that need to be dealt with justly. Because you're holy, you can't just sweep sin under the carpet, pretend it didn't happen. You have to deal with it. You have to pour out wrath on sin. And thank you that you sent Jesus and poured out your wrath on him in my place, so that I can receive a reconciled relationship with you, a right relationship where we're friends." Simply cry out to him as a sinner and say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Would you?" That's what faith, that's what trust, that's what belief is throwing yourself on the mercy of Jesus to say, "I'm a sinner. Would you apply the blood of Jesus to me to wash me clean, to make me new, to change me from the inside out so now I desire different things? Would you do that for me?" And he will do that for you if you simply ask. We'll serve you bread, juice. Hold that in your hand. Reflect on what Jesus has done for you. And once we've all been served, we'll take that as a body of believers together. Jesus, thank you. You came to pay my price. You came to set me free. The wages of sin is death, and you died the death I deserved. You endured the wrath of your Father poured out against my sin, so that today we, as the body of believers, could stand in your presence clean, washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. We recognize we can't earn it, we don't deserve it, we never will. We simply receive it from your hand as a grace gift that we don't deserve. And we say thank you. His body broken for you, taken in. His blood poured out to wash us clean.